Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG. Thanks for joining us online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. If you'd like to go back and listen to past episodes of Live by Every Word, you can find those at thetrumpet.com and kpcg.fm, or wherever you'd like to get your podcasts, and that goes for all of the programming here on Trumpet Radio. Sometimes in life, people ask the question, what is life about? What is the point of our existence here on this earth? Especially when people get a little bit older and realize how fleeting time really is, they can question what the purpose is. And what is life all about? Well, the answer to that question, the answer that so many are looking for, is revealed in the Bible, and specifically, it's revealed in God's seven annual festivals, God's holy days. God has a holy day plan for mankind, and those holy days show, step by step, God's plan for mankind. Here's a quote from the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. This is a free course at thetrumpet.com, and you can sign up for that if you'd like to and take the lessons. You learn a lot about the Bible, and again, it's all free. And this quote says, God revealed seven annual festivals with their annual holy days, or Sabbaths, to the congregation of Israel when he began to deliver them from Egypt before the old covenant was made at Sinai. So God revealed these holy days before that old covenant was made. And he wanted to teach Israel about his days. The quote continues and says, the holy days were ordained to be observed forever. But Israel, which had no promise of receiving the Holy Spirit, could not understand the spiritual meaning of these annual observances. And so ancient Israel were given the holy days of God, but they didn't understand the full meaning of them because they did not have God's Spirit. Now Christ, he kept these days. He kept them, the holy days of God. And God's church has kept these days since the church was founded by Christ in AD 31. So it's important to understand that these are God's feast days. They are not the invention of men. A man didn't come along or a group of men and decide to make some holy days and call them God's holy days. God made these days. Now, man has made pagan days and pagan festivals, but only God made his holy days, and they are to be observed forever. They're still in effect today. They need to be observed because they do answer so many important questions that people have in life. Notice a few passages here today. And if you have a Bible, it'd be great to get it out. We could look at a few of these together. This is Leviticus 23, and we'll look at verses 2 and 4. It says, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feasts of the Eternal, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. These are the feasts of the Eternal, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. So every year, there are holy days that come along in the spring and in the autumn. And God says, proclaim them, keep them. They are holy convocations. That means God's people are to assemble together where God has placed his name and keep these days holy. The Bible Correspondence Course says, the whole story of God's marvelous plan is to be reenacted year after year by God's Spirit-begotten children. Spiritual Israel today. Through the keeping of God's holy days. The observance of these days reminds them of his great master plan and their part in it. Every year, this plan of God is to be reenacted. Because people forget. We forget things if we don't practice them. It's easy to forget something. And we've all done that. We've forgotten things. And didn't put something into our minds the way we should or remind ourselves, and lo and behold, we forget. Man's very forgetful. God knows that. And so these holy days are reenacted every year by God's people so that we remember God's plan of salvation for mankind. And of course, we learn more about it every year too. There's a lot of depth there that takes time to learn and understand more and more about. Now, God's seven annual festivals, again, they occur in two seasons of the year, the spring and the autumn. And these seasons are symbolic of God's spiritual harvest of mankind. In the springtime, there's a small harvest. It's called the first fruit harvest. And in the autumn, that's the large harvest. And if you've worked much with agriculture, that's something that you're very familiar with. We all see that in places where they have a lot of agriculture, that in the autumn, as far as you can see, if they've planted corn or some other crop, that it's harvest time. And you can see the great harvest going. So God wanted his holy days to fall in these two seasons, spring and autumn, because it does teach an important lesson about God's plan of salvation for mankind. Notice James 1 and verse 18. It says, "Of his own will, God's will, begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creation." We're to be first fruits. The people that God has called today and has begotten today, not born yet because we're still humans, born only when we're God beings in the God family, but we are begotten today. These people, the ones that God has called, and only God can call people, they are the ones that are the first fruits. They're the first. There's not a lot of first fruits. If you work in agriculture, you know, you understand that, of course. In the spring, it's a very small little harvest. In the autumn is when it's the large harvest. So this is the first fruit harvest in the spring. That's the time period God's holy day plan begins. The correspondence course says, today we can understand the teachings of Christ and the apostles that God intends the spring festivals to illustrate that all those he has called to become his spirit-begotten children before Christ's second coming, very key that it's before Christ's second coming, they are only the first fruit harvest. We just read that in James 1 and verse 18. Only the relatively small beginning of his spiritual harvest of individuals to be born into his divine family. The festivals of the much larger autumn harvest season picture God's calling of thousands of millions. Yes, you heard that right. Thousands of millions. Many, many, many people, to say the least. Thousands of millions of humans to salvation. They'll be called to salvation and sonship in his glorious family after Christ's return. And so God's plan extends out to everybody. You look at religion in this world today, and it's very divided, even though there are certain religions that do claim a lot of adherence. They're divided. There's a lot of Catholics. There's a lot of Muslims. There's a lot of Protestants. There's a lot of Hindus. There's all kinds of religions. And some of the major ones, they do claim to have a lot of followers. And they do have a lot of followers, but yet they're all divided from each other. Well, who's right? Well, only God's right. And God's plan includes everybody, but in their season. And today it's just a small first fruit harvest that he is calling. And how do we know that? Well, of course, from the Bible. But God lays it out very clearly through his holy day plan. He has a very specific plan of salvation. Now, it's interesting because God's church does keep his holy days, and yet the world doesn't. Even the professing Christian world, they do not keep the holy days of God. But Christ did. Notice Ephesians 3, verses 4 through 5. Ephesians 3, verses 4 through 5, it says, "Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." See, Christ is a mystery. The truth that he taught is a mystery. People don't understand it. And verse 5 says, "Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." So ancient Israel kept God's holy days, but they didn't understand the spiritual meaning of them. Today, God's people do understand the spiritual meaning of them. Why? Because as it says there in verse 5, it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Ancient Israel did not have access to God's Holy Spirit. Now, there were some that God was working with in that way, Moses and a few leaders. But here we see that now in this age, and after Christ's death and resurrection, now his church understands the meaning of these holy days because it's been revealed by the power of God's Spirit, and it's revealed unto apostles and prophets. So there's a government structure there. Ancient Israel did not have God's Spirit, so they just didn't understand what they were doing. They didn't understand it and in a spiritual sense. You know, they knew they were supposed to keep some days, but they didn't understand the spiritual significance of those holy days. And without the Holy Spirit, the world doesn't understand either. How come the world doesn't understand God's holy days and doesn't keep them and doesn't think there's anything to pay attention to there? They don't have God's Holy Spirit. And so to them, well, one day is the same as the next, I guess. They don't understand the importance. They don't understand the significance, which is, again, why people ask sometimes, well, what's the purpose of life? Because they don't follow God's holy day pattern. They don't keep those days and see what God's plan of salvation is. The world's cut off from God today, and they don't have God's Holy Spirit. You can read a lot more about that in The Incredible Human Potential and Mystery of the Ages. Those are free books at thetrumpet.com. So why was ancient Israel commanded to keep the holy days? Well, let's look at Acts 7 and verse 38. Acts 7 and verse 38, it says, "This is he that was in the church in the wilderness," and speaking of ancient Israel, "with the angel which spoke to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us." Lively oracles, what does that mean? That's something that would be given to God's people. Well, these lively oracles, the Old Testament, knowledge of God's weekly Sabbath and the holy days, along with the sacred calendar, all of that information was preserved very specifically and passed down through the tribe of Judah. That knowledge of God's weekly Sabbath, the holy days, the sacred calendar, all that information was passed down through the tribe of Judah. Those are the lively oracles. They received them there from Moses. Of course, God gave it to Moses. The Word who became Christ gave it to Moses. And from there, Judah had to keep those oracles. The house of Israel went into Assyrian captivity. I think you know some of that history. They lost this knowledge of God. They stopped keeping the Sabbath and the holy days, and they kept other days, and they're lost from the world's view. The correspondence course notes that the house of Judah, the Jews, which became separated from the nation Israel after the death of Solomon, went into Babylonian captivity during the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, about 120 years later. But Judah retained the knowledge of its identity and its God. Yeah, they went into captivity as well after the house of Israel, but the house of Judah retained the knowledge of its identity and its God, and they had those lively oracles. That information was passed down to God's people today. Notice this passage here in Romans 3, verses 1 through 2. Paul writing here says, "What advantage then has the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God." Unto the Jews. Correspondence course says, God used the Jews to preserve the Hebrew or Old Testament scriptures, the weekly Sabbath, and the calendar by which we may know exactly when to keep God's holy days each year. Of all the tribes of Israel, God entrusted the Jews to be the carriers of this revealed knowledge of the New Testament Spirit-begotten church. The Jews carried this revealed knowledge for the New Testament Spirit-begotten church. We need that information. We need the Old Testament scriptures. We need the weekly Sabbath, the calendar. We need all of those things so that we can understand when to keep God's holy days today. And of course, then, because God has given his Spirit, he's revealed the meaning of these days through his apostles. And God's church understands that today. Now, there are many people that used to keep God's truth and holy days, but have since turned from it. In this Laodicean era, they no longer keep it. And it's a stark reminder of how quickly people can forget and do forget about the truth of God once they stop keeping the holy days. There's many people that have done that. And so that's why God says we need to keep it every single year, and keep all the holy days. And if you're not sure about what holy days we're talking about, there's a great free book at thetrumpet.com, Pagan Holidays, or God's Holy Days, which, and that goes through and explains those holy days. And of course, there's a lot of in-depth information about these holy days here in the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course, which you can find at thetrumpet.com. Because, again, somebody might ask, okay, so how do you know what day to keep these festivals on? Well, the oracles were passed down through the Jews. The sacred calendar is one of the things that they maintained. And so that's how we know which days to keep, you know, which days these holy days fall on each year. So that's important to understand. And you have to understand, again, what God committed to the Jews, those lively oracles. And that's one of the reasons that there's a real hatred for the Jews in this world. Satan hates that knowledge, and he hates the Jews. He hates all people, of course, but there's a specific hatred for the tribe of Judah. Just look at recent history, and you can see how they've been persecuted in World War II, and even to this day, there's a fair bit of persecution that comes to the Jewish people. There's a quote about this from thetrumpet.com, and Trumpet Editor-in-Chief Gerald Fleury wrote, "David, a Jewish king, used his throne to unite all of Israel. Jesus Christ, the spiritual Jew, will take David's throne and unite the whole world. Christ will accomplish this unity by grafting all of the Gentile nations into Israel. Christ's church is not just for natural-born Israelites, it is for all people whom God calls, no matter what nationality or race. All members of God's church are citizens of spiritual Israel. What is happening in the church today is a type of what will happen globally in the world tomorrow. The Jews are a type of what all men are to become spiritually." So there's a lot of meaning here, and you can see why there's a lot of hatred against the Jewish people that Satan's inspiring, because he hates this plan of God. He hates this holy day plan. And the Jews were used to preserve those oracles. Satan hates it. That's why he fights against it. And he is the god of this world. You can read about that in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. Revelation 12 and verse 9 says he deceives the whole world. So the focus in the world is on pagan days. There's all kinds of festivals here in the West. Other nations have other festivals. But what about the holy days of God? What about the holy days of God? Satan passionately hates that plan. He hates that plan. That holy day plan reveals that God is going to bring all man into his family, all of mankind, everybody that's willing, and most will be. He's going to bring them into his family. But if we lose knowledge of those holy days, and we don't keep those days holy, then we're lost. Then we're just like that house of Israel that got lost, those tribes that went into captivity, stopped keeping the Sabbath, stopped keeping the holy days, got into idolatry, all sorts of problems, and they just lost their identity. We don't want to lose our spiritual identity. The holy days are essential. They're essential for us to understand God's plan of salvation for all of mankind. So we don't have to be in the position of people who ask, what's the point of this life? What's the purpose of it? Because there is a plan that shows us that. And it's God's holy day plan that we rehearse every single year. The whole story of God's marvelous plan is to be reenacted year after year by God's Spirit-begotten children, God's church today, through the keeping of God's holy days. Those holy days, the observance of those days, reminds God's people of his great master plan and their part in it. Just to remind you, Leviticus 23, verses 2 and 4, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feasts of the Eternal, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts," God's feasts, "these are the feasts of the Eternal, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons." Satan hates this holy day plan. And he does everything he can to distract people, from the truth of God's plan. And he deceives this world so they don't understand it. But for those that God has opened their minds and they do understand this plan, he works to distract us and to take us away from God's holy days. We need to be very thankful for God's holy days, work to keep them more perfectly every year. And again, if you don't have pagan holidays or God's holy days, which, please get that book. It's at thetrumpet.com. And also, please sign up for the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. It goes into great detail about God's holy day plan, which we need to understand. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. Thanks for spending some time with me. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.